So there's three main ways that you can labor. The first level is the physical labor level. So on that level, you are doing manual labor. You're doing, you know, let's say painting, or you're doing moving or cooking of some kind. You know, you might be, you know, cutting grass. You might be an electrician or something of that nature. And, you know, when I say this, I'm not saying that these jobs don't require mental labor, because they do, right? There's, you know, there's a certain skill set, you know, for an electrician or a carpenter that the average person doesn't have, right? So yeah, of course they're using their mind. They're not just using their body, they're using their mind as well, right? So, you know, but on that level, there's usually like a, you know, you got physical labor, right? Where you're using, you know, your hands and you're using your body and everything else, right? So that's the first level of labor. And you can stay at that level for your entire life and be fine and live fine, right? There are a lot of people who have, you know, manual labor jobs who have done well for themselves. Certainly no reason, you know, they certainly don't have any reason to, you know, elevate their level from where they stand, right? So that's number one. The second level is the mental level. So on the mental labor level, you know, this is where lawyers and accountants and doctors and computer analysts and, you know, programmers, you know, this is where they live, right? On that mental level, they do labor in the mind, right? And what makes them, you know, different is that, you know, they don't work with their bodies so much, right? Their mind does the work, which is good, right? And you can make a great living on this level as well and never move beyond it. You know, you can do, you know, mental work and live a pretty good life. And to be honest, in this day and age, this is where most people live. Most people live on this level, right? The third level, which is the one that I get excited about, is the spiritual creative level. Now, I don't use the word labor here on this level because, to be honest, there's not a lot of labor here, right? The labor, and if it's labor, it's not really something that is arduous, right? It's more, you're on a more creative level where everything is already done, right? So let's say someone wants you to make a website for them, right? The website is already done on this level, okay? Someone wants you to make a, you know, a sales page or, you know, a whatever it is, right? A social media meme. I don't care what it is, right? All the work is done on this level. It's already done. Okay, so you don't have to figure out anything on this level. There are people who can operate at this level with no formal training in a particular area, right? Now, that's something that a lot of people, that, you know, that kind of messes with a lot of people's minds, but it's the truth. Like, when you live on the spiritual creative level, you don't have to have any formal training. Okay, all you have to do is basically transcribe what already exists on that level. Now, how do you get there? Now, you get there usually by meditation. You get there by being quiet, right? And what you do is that you make a demand on the infinite. You make a demand on God, and you ask God to give you that website, give you that sales page. And what will happen is that if you get quiet enough and you get still enough, right, you will ascend to that level where the sales page is already done, the website's already done, the, you know, the script is already done, whatever it is. I don't care what it is. I don't care how big it is. I don't care how long it is. It doesn't matter, because it's already completed on that level. The solutions are already done on that level. And once you ascend to that level and you get to that level, everything you need is there. And all you got to do is just copy it into a tangible form. And then, and it's done. And you can live on that level. And on that level, people are paid more because you're accessing a higher solution, right? There are people who make, you know, there's a reason that a comedian can make $10 million a movie, or, you know, a social media influencer can make more than an attorney, because they are accessing a higher level. Now, they may not even realize that they're doing it, right? They may not even realize what they're doing or how they're doing it, but they're doing it, and they're doing it on a consistent basis. And this is how you can live. You can live like this forever, and you can make as much money as you possibly could imagine on this level. On the first two levels, you're limited by your physical limitations and your mental limitations, right? Physical limitations, you know, most people can't perform manual labor longer than 8 to 10 hours a day, right? Now, if you're 19 or 21, you could probably get away with it. But, you know, there comes a point where your body will require rest. Your body will require rejuvenation. And it's the same way with mental labor. Like, you can mentally labor for 8, 10, maybe even 12 hours a day, but then you get to a place where your mind will require the same type of rejuvenation, and you will need to take a break. You will need to take time off to recuperate. But on the spiritual creative level, there is no need for rest, right? There is no need for rest. So you can go up to that level. You can ascend to that level and work on that level, and there will be no need to, you know, take days and weeks off, because you're operating at a higher level.